Seriously.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Did you spread a little bit better tonight off?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, you know, they're not as good a defensive team as Chicago's, but we did a good job. I thought, you know, our offense was really good in patches, and other patches we were a little stagnant, but, you know, we got to just keep working.
Chicago an anomaly with the type of guys they have? You know, like Noah come out on
yeah, I mean, they, yeah, and they did a really good job of rotating. We were trying to look in the post, and they were bumping guys off, and, you know, we didn't do a good job and of trying to get the ball into the post, and Noah does a good job on the perimeter, so it was tough, you know. You know, that's going to be Achilles heel. They switch point guards on our big guys, and we got to make them pay. And if not, you know, I got to make the big guy pay. And most nights we do, but that was a night when, you know, they did a good job and they got back in the game. Having said that, you know, we really missed a lot of opportunities to win that game. So we gave them an opportunity to be really good defensively, and they should have never come to that. Yeah, I thought our defense was really good in the first quarter of the last two games. You know, we held them to a decent number considering the pace, and that gave us opportunities to get out off rebounds or steals and get some open court opportunities. I think sometimes we don't get into our offense as soon as early enough, and then it leaves us with no options. So, you know, we just got to be a little bit more deliberate, get to our spots earlier, so we're not stuck on a late clock.
It's made work so effective with you guys.
Well, we know we got good offensive players. You know, we got shooters, the floor space. They try to double team you off the pick and roll, and it leaves them open a lot. So, you know, he's been the beneficiary, I think, of playing with a lot of shooters, and you know, he's done a good job finishing.
Second, it seems we struggle with their own team and not kind of the same defensive identity they had even early in the season.
Yeah.
Is there anything like that you've noticed?
I just think they're lacking a little confidence and rhythm and cohesion. They just got to play through it. They got to fight and hustle and keep that energy up. You know, you can't, when things aren't going your way and you're struggling a little bit for confidence, you can't drop your head and let your energy go down. You got to just keep fighting and pick your energy up, and then things will take care of themselves. But, you know, I feel like they've gotten a little down on themselves and lost energy, and they just need to keep being confident.
I haven't talked today about Gordon's leadership and getting down to the right place. Is that something you're working with him on?
Well, I mean, I try to, you know, talk to him about just being confident and just being in charge of dictating what he's going to do out there. I think sometimes, you know, he gets caught, you know, not taking care of little details, and it puts him in bad positions. So I try to talk to him in that respect. And I think he's one of our best players. So, you know, it's going to be good when he fights through this. He'll be better for it. It'll make our team a lot better. Well, I think, you know, we've got a lot of work to do. I mean, our schedule's been hard. We haven't had a lot of practice time. We've had some slippage defensively and offensively. But, you know, we gotta have more fight in us, I think. And, you know, especially we're a little bit of an imbalanced team. You know, we don't have a lot of size right now. We got to find ways to be really cohesive and difficult in different ways. And we've let that slide a little bit. Everything, defense, rebounding, even offense, you know, sometimes we take it for granted and we don't pay attention to details, and then we put ourselves in bad positions and bad situations, and those all add up, you know, and your percentages go down and you lose by a few points and you could have won. So, you know, I think our efficiency and our ability to you know, take care of details will give us a better opportunity. Well, I mean, the size, I don't know if you can say it's correctable, but, you know, the energy, the details, you know, those are correctable for sure.
Is there an optimism about how we, I mean, do you look at Lakers wins and Nuggets wins and things like that and say that's where we can be and we keep inconsistent? Or
yeah, I mean, we got to go and prove it, but we got to feel like we can be, you know, a really good team. You know, we got to prove it though. You can't be whatever 8-8 and feel like, well, we're, you know, we're a contending team. We got to go out and prove it and go on a run and win a bunch of games and put ourselves in a position where we say, look, we're consistently competing and winning games, and we're in a position where we walk on the court and feel like we can beat anybody.
Thanks. Okay, guys. See ya.